It is a warm, warm Friday here in San Diego, California. Literally, it's about 74 degrees. I'm taking a little break right now and getting outside in the nice warm sunshine as a break from being inside my stuffy office all day. It's lunchtime, and I thought I would talk to you about our new website. If you haven't been to podcatcher.com recently, please go take a look. Sandy's Brilliance has designed a new website with a new interface. It was a rather complicated upgrade, and we were a bit anxious about things breaking and us losing content. Fortunately, we didn't. We were afraid of losing the old show notes and the old links and all that information that we've built up. 250 shows, that's quite a bit of information that we could have potentially lost. The other thing we were concerned about was our RSS feed, and we're a little concerned about that breaking. Many of you guys listen to our show via iTunes, and thousands of you listen to it via direct downloads from the site. But some of you guys listen to it from mobile devices and other RSS readers, and we wanted to make sure that that link didn't go bad. We put a test audio, actually, on Wednesday, and all seems to be working okay. A lot of you have been giving us feedback in the Podcatcher forums. There's a link directly up from that show to it. And if you give us feedback and let us know if there's any problems going on, we certainly want to know about it. There are some cool new features and a great new look to the website, so go take a look at it. I'm working on the graphics every day. See if you can spot the changes as I make them and as they happen. I've already made a few changes to a few of the icons and buttons and things. There's also a pretty neat embedded player, so you can listen right on the website. It's a Flash-based player, so you'll need that. Doesn't work on certain mobile devices, but on the website it seems to work pretty good, just fine. There is, however, an iPhone and iPod Touch interface if you happen to want to try to access podcatcher.com from an iPhone or an iPod Touch. Check it out. It's pretty cool. You can also listen directly from there. Okay. That's it for the website. I also wanted to chat briefly about Project 365. And just a quick tip for you. The quick tip for today is something known as a fail-safe photo. And what that is just a picture that you take right when you remember sometime during that day, usually in the morning. Now, when I get in at work, I'm trying to get organized, and sometimes I'll remember that I need to take a photo. So I will take my camera phone and take at least a picture of something so that I have the fail-safe photo in case I don't take a picture later that day. Most of the time, I remember later that day, and I pull out the compact camera, so it's a little bit better than the camera phone, and I'll take another picture later on. But at least I know that if I go to sleep that night and I'm getting into bed and I realize, oh my gosh, I forgot to take a picture that day, I at least have the fail-safe photo. All right, guys, that's it for right now. Look forward to building the show for you guys this weekend for Monday's show coming up. So look forward to that one. There's some great content coming up, and I will talk to you later. Okay, bye.